Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
To the sweet sounds of Kevin Bloody Wilson, and back online for various reasons. It's Hump Day with Swanee and friends, Samantha Richards, Dane Swan. Hello.
Hello, mate. How are you feeling?
Well, you know, I'm old. I had COVID. But
how was it? We're all sick. Yeah.
Sam, now you've had to pull the pin because little Noah's not well. And Dane, you've had to basically keep us waiting because you didn't even know your own password.
I'm sick from what happened on the weekend. But I'm actually a little bit crook myself. I had the sweats, like, I don't know, it's weird. Mate, you must have given it to me, Ralph.
You worked out how that's my fault.
COVID doesn't exist, so I certainly don't have that.
My amused, and we can always be amused by social media, was someone had to go at me for testing, knowing that I was going to MC the D's function. Yeah. They'd be delighted if I went there and gave it to Jack Money, wouldn't they?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, sorry I was late. Like, when's the last time we did Skype? I threw fucking COVID or something.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know. I must have got my password, but I couldn't have because my password is basically the same for everything. And then they make me, you know, reset your password. So I typed in a couple of times wrong. And it really annoys me that, like, every fucking thing you sign up to now, they tell you what password they want. You need 8 symbols, 3 capital letters, 2 numbers, and a fucking 10 digits. Well, I'm not smart enough to remember that long. I'm a simple man. I just want a simple fuck. This is Skype. This is not me. This is not Fort Knox I'm trying to get into. I'm trying to break into Skype. Like, if I want fucking me name as my password, I will. Like, for fuck's sake. No, and then so time I have to come and do this, I'm going to have to do it again, so I'm going to forget.
Can't you put your own password in after you use the password they give you?
I tried. They said this is an old password. But a cover, you need 2 capital letters, fucking 3 symbols, 8 things. I don't even know what the symbols are on the keypad.
Oh, my gosh.
It took me 10 minutes to figure out what a symbol was.
Have you had a hard week at work?
I haven't done much. I was cooked yesterday. Can't imagine I'm doing much today. Monday. What did I do Monday? Nothing. Nah, tomorrow's my... I'll start work tomorrow. This is my last sort of week off until footy's back and everything gets busy. So I'm just kicking the feet up this week. KPI tomorrow. And Friday, no, nothing Friday. Oh, some double stuff Friday night, I think, from 6 or 7. I've got to jump on the stream.
Did you go to the Pies game or were you at home for that?
I was in Adelaide. I was working.
Oh, you're working in Adelaide, sorry.
Yeah, we'll get to the footy. How's everyone feeling? How's COVID,
bro? Well, this is what I was going to start with here. You know, you're a bit of a skeptic about God at the moment.
No, well, I'm not skeptic. I just have my doubts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like, I'm a Jewish atheist, and but if you're going to get COVID, if you're going to get smashed by COVID, him giving it to you. Well, sorry, Sam. Whoever, is it him or her? I don't know.
Who knows?
And if there is a God, giving it to you just before round one starts is not a bad time to get it. And you just have to stay on the couch and watch Nine Days of Footy and the Golden Slipper and the All-Star Mile. So.
Yeah.
It was okay.
Are you all clear now? Or?
I think so, yeah. Just very need to go throw some weights around and feel normal again.
Yeah. I wonder if
I had a couple of big guests lined up today too.
So I know. I'm sure you did. You always do.
Nice. Oh, that's a shame.
I wonder if people are selling, you know how people sell online positive pregnancy tests? Have you heard of this?
What?
Yeah, people sell online positive pregnancy tests to kind of like get their partner in a pickle, like to get back at their partner or like to keep their partner in a relationship. Or you can basically, you can buy pregnancy tests online.
You think, that'd be a tough fucking thing to uphold.
I know, I'm aware, but people do it. I wonder if people are selling positive COVID tests online so they can have a week off work.
That's not a bad idea. I actually thought about it. I tested it. Okay, I was like, fuck, I hope I got it. I'll just keep that forever. I was going to keep that forever because when I can't be well doing something, I'll just pull it out. This is my 1 week. I've got it. Yeah, this is my 1 week where I've got nothing on. So like I said, I wouldn't mind the odd lockdown.
Has anyone had it 5 times? You could be the first.
I wouldn't be far from it. But I've never got it in Australia, so I don't think it's ever come here.
All right, yeah.
I got it in America. Worse. So...
Who knows? I was just saying to Ralph before, I've got symptoms, but I'm not testing positive at all. Can't taste anything.
Yeah.
This is the week that I eat mushrooms because mushrooms are fucking disgusting, but I know that they're good for you. What,
magic ones?
No, just mushrooms in general. I can't stand the taste of them. They stink. They taste like shit. So last time I had COVID, I ate mushrooms because I could.
Magic ones?
No, normal ones because I couldn't smell or taste them.
Why?
Because they're disgusting. They stink.
Yeah, well, Yeah, I don't eat mushrooms. I'm not a mushroom man.
Nah, but they're really good for your brain. So I thought that I'd take advantage of the week where I can't taste or smell anything and consume some. Non-magic.
So how was Adelaide, Dane?
Adelaide was... Yeah.
Talking to a club, one club or
yeah, yeah, just one club.
Yeah.
And they thought, I watched the footy Friday night and then just think Saturday and it was back Sunday morning.
Obviously, yeah. You missed obviously all the housework and all the family stuff that you missed out on. Obviously, you were quite frustrated wanting to get back quickly. And
no, I never missed doing that.
How does Taylor go without you? I can't imagine.
Well, it's Mesa.
Yes.
Do you know what my job title is?
What is it? I don't know. Do you know? Because I don't know if anyone does.
I wear many hats.
Yes.
Stay-at-home father is not one.
Do you reckon you ever could, Dan?
I could, yeah, absolutely, for a fee.
The fee is knowing that you're raising.
An hour, what we pay the babies for $30-$35 an hour, I reckon I could do it.
Do you reckon?
For a couple of hours.
How can you have a title if you haven't got a LinkedIn page yet?
This is true.
I don't know. You know, fair point.
I look forward to the day Dane Swan requests me.
No, I'll have to change the sheets because I sweat through all last night, so.
What?
I have to change it. I swear I had the sweats.
So mix them with the towels.
I know. Well, I'm here alone. Girls, I'm praying the girls don't wake up. Taylor's out, so it could be a shit show on our hands if the girls wake up.
What do you think Sam and I are praying for right now?
I don't sleep now.
Right, give us the people your pies impersonation. Well, not impersonation, yeah, well, impression.
Before we get to the pies, people want us to talk sports. So
what have you said?
We're just more sports. So Ralph, give us your biggest winner of the week, biggest loser of the week, and any knee jerk reactions that you think of what you got right, what you got wrong. I know we're only going off this one week sample size.
Okay. Yeah. Biggest winner of the week, Nashua Willa. Biggest takeaway, Nashua Willa is a god. He rode Lindemann.
Yeah.
So it's all about me. No, the D's did what I was hoping they would, and they confirmed that they should be even money for the flag.
$2, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Don't want to go over the top, though.
No. Who's the biggest loser?
Hawthorne.
Hawthorne.
Really?
Well, I had to go cliche, but it's Hawthorne.
Really?
Why is that? But everyone thought, okay, what's your opinion? So I'm not going to try and make you change it.
Getting blown out in round one's just so deflating. And as a Melbourne supporter, I know what that's like regularly. And when you've got 6 months of hope and you just want to see them show enough, but what what it looked like was almost what North did. Was it 2 years ago? Their Easter Friday when the Bulldogs blew them to the shithouse, and it was straight after they gutted their list. The D's did that a couple of times, gutted their list and play for draft picks and play for the future. My old mate Trevor Marmalade's got a great saying with his recruiting strategy. I think he's trademarked this. He said he reckons the recruiting strategy should be get rid of your shit players and keep your good ones. And I don't think California did that.
That would work. Yeah. I did see something on Twitter last night where you were in, Ralph. It's going to be tough for them to make the finals.
Yeah.
Well,
we're going early with that one, aren't we?
So, well, mate, what was the stat for us?
It was a crime against mathematics. So the AFL have put out, I briefly opened it, so I can't even credit the person, but can the Bulldogs and Hawthorn go against history of saying that only 10 sides out of 45 who have got beaten by more than 45 points, I think that's the stat, have made the finals since 2000? Can they go against history? What do you think most of the 45 sides who got beaten by 45 points had in common?
They're going to get beat by 45 points every week.
They were shit. Exactly.
Yeah.
It had nothing to do with them not making the finals. So unless you understand base rate when you're doing statistics, please stop and give it to someone else. Because my mathematical Asperger's self-diagnosed Asperger's brain can't cope with that. So anyway, that's my soapbox. What's yours, Dane?
Biggest winner?
Yes.
I say Port.
Yeah.
Port Adelaide. Yep. Mm. Brisbane. They're under the pump. I think they got up this week. And then Sydney, that could have been 0-4 basically. So to do that, what they did over there was good. Their biggest loser, Ralph. You owe me an apology.
I'm gone.
This is no hyperbole. They will finish bottom four on the way they presented on Sunday afternoon.
Fremantle?
Yeah. How they will finish bottom four.
Do you know anyone who took a multi who had it going into Fremantle?
Me. Yes. I got sucked in by you and Heath. Thanks. St Kilda were horrible. And you always have to have the last leg in the Sunday last game. 40-1 too. But they look the worst side. I didn't watch much of the Hawthorn Essendon game because that game was over and I'd taken a certain line. And Hawthorn are expected to be shit. So even West Coast, which fucked me again. But
yeah, well, we need to talk about that too.
Yeah, but they're expected to be shared. They're seeing players that turn their toes in. Tim Kelly, oh my goodness. I was proposing the game. They're seeing players just don't care. And I've realised that. I've accepted that. So I'm going to be much better.
The number of people on this podcast who can say that is one, you.
They just don't try anymore. So
that's a terrible thing to say about the league football, Dane.
Either they hate their coach or they just get their paycheck. They just have no effort anymore. But no, I've accepted that, Rob. So that's fine.
Dane, what do you do?
Are you going to have an intervention?
Yeah, as someone who...
I'm not angry, I'm just disappointed.
Yeah, well, as someone who would be, if you could get a role at an AFL club, one that would best suit you would probably be culture, because that's what you're great at.
Mm-hmm.
What would do to change the mindset of these West Coast Eagles? How do you change that? If a senior group of players have just given up, what do you do?
They've won their flag. And yes, roughly so. One against Collingwood, like everyone, all West Coast fans continue to remind me, like, I care much about it.
Were you playing that game?
No, it appears I was. It appears I was standing on the mark when she kicked that goal. Ever since they've won their flag, they just don't care anymore, which is fine. You can do that. But like I said, I've accepted it now, and that's it. But Fremantle, right? Are you worried about your bet of the year?
I'm going to have a little bit more on them this week.
You are. And they, I don't know who wears number 7 for Freo? Because it's not Nat Bott. It's not Nat Bott.
Hayden Ballantyne, is it?
Oh, mate. His body must, hopefully his body's giving him up because if his name was Nat Bott, he'd be dropped this week.
Well, that's what put out. Like
he was horrific. He's kicking inside 50. Number 35.
Yes.
He would be as effective as if he didn't have both his arms.
Stop.
I don't know who number – I legit don't know who number 35 is, but he may be the worst player to ever grace the field. I was sitting there watching going, I knew about – I was like, how are they going to kick goals? So the under – we'll get to Matt Science in a second, but you can bet your bottom dollar there's not a chance. I don't care who they're playing this week. It's been an integrity bet for me. I'll lose all my integrity if I take Fremo. They can't kick more than seven. They're horrible. They're finishing the bottom four. That's
terrible thinking, Dane. That's the type of thinking you brought to West Coast v North Melbourne. You're like a punter.
No, I'm thinking this is an knee-jerk reaction from round one. The way they played on the weekend, they'll finish in the bottom four.
Yes. So are you assuming that's how they will play for the whole year?
Well, it's a one game sample size, Will. This is all we have to go on.
So what's the best thing to do? Go with or against the one game sample size?
I'm a man of integrity, Ralph, and there's no way I could go with them this week. I don't care who they're playing. I don't care if they're playing St. Kilda City. I'm a practice man.
So I wanted to ask you about note five, so you got to it anyway. But there's the list. What's the over-under of how many people are going to be stars when they go up forward to how many people are actually stars when they go up forward? Not many. Every year the media say another three blokes are going to go forward and win the Coleman. It's a hard craft.
You know where it should go? Halfback. It's the easiest spot to play on the ground.
Penalty shot.
He's got great hands. What he did, that you didn't use him much on the weekend. Nor his feet. All he did is keep turning over. But maybe they don't take him off back because he can't kick. Or he can't kick out of halfback. But he's big, great intercept mark. Actually, he obviously read the play. I think he should go to halfback. Yeah. He's hopeless in the forward line. But dead set hopeless.
At the moment, or you don't think there's any coming back?
Okay. Well, has he ever been a great forward? Because he can't kick.
Yeah. That was my point. I just couldn't believe that someone who's so great could look so terrible up forward. Exactly. But I couldn't say it the way you can rightly say it.
And if Freo banked on him to kick 50 goals this year to help him, poor Michael Desmond, they're in trouble. Can you actually ask me, tell me where their goals are coming from? Like you say, this is a one-week reaction. Who's kicking their goals? Cabinet got subbed out. That's how well he's going. And listen, they weren't playing Geelong or Collingwood. They're playing St Kilda, who we all said won't win a game.
But what was the one thing I said last week that one of my best phrases that I stand and die on this hill, Dane?
I got the Ross Lyon bump.
Sugar hit. UK sugar hit. And that was I didn't even pick Freo. I picked the overs thinking they'd score, but the Ross phone booth is back.
Yeah, and they both flood. Everyone was pressing. Well, every other side pressed. They both flood and just stick all their numbers in the back half. Well, so every time they got a fall, you couldn't kick to a one-on-one because there was always 10 blokes in the 10 defenders in the opposition 50 where every other side presses up, and if you get it over the back, you usually score. But they've gone fucking the old flood. Bewildering scenes. They're no good. What else? The draw, the Friday night draw,
Thursday night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was going to – if I had my worst on ground, I was thinking about bringing back the great, late, great Spud, the coach killer, thinking about bringing back something like that, or the Triple M, worst on ground. And I would never just pop the young kids. But I was thinking about – and I only watched the Carlton, Richmond, Collingwood, Geelong, Adelaide GWS a bit, West Coast game and the Freo game. If I could give you my worst on ground, in no particular order, Jacob Hopper from Richmond.
Right.
Why? Oh, mate, well, he's on big money. I'll tell you what, first game, Taranto was awesome. It was huge for him. His first game, he'd want to be first game due to playing in front of a crowd he's probably hasn't played in front of combined in his however many years. Some of his kicking in the last quarter, was horrific. Look, and listen, I wasn't a great kick, but I'm an expert, so I can fucking call as I see it. But he looked like he was overwhelmed. Like someone was kicking late in the game.
Did we not say there's an assumption? There was an incorrect assumption that those two boys are going to just immediately click into a new system.
Taranto, but it wasn't that right. About when you get there, fumbling and not hitting targets and stuff.
A great player once said, "Pressure is the most underrated aspect of watching footy, Dane."
Yeah, and when you come in on big buck, you expected to perform on the big stage. And I swung from Carlton to Richmond. Then this is all through the eyes of a gambling prism, mind you.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So Hopper, he really gave me the shits late in that game. And Tim Kelly, his numbers looked all right, but he fumbled.
Go back to the end of that Richmond Carlton game, please. So Dane, the St Kilda City coach, and you don't coach there. But what did Carlton do wrong?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, and in the end, that handball, that was like a minute and a half to go. I stand there with that handball from half back when that fresh bloke took about six bounces and he kicked it back straight back to Richmond. He should have held it.
He should have either taken one bounce or 12.
Yeah, well, the bloke should have handballed it. He should have held it and then chipped it around. Now you get another three possessions.
Yeah.
Then you're done. But if that's how they're taught to play, and it's probably on the guy who's calling for it as well, because if you've got your back away from the goals and you and by screaming for it, they're like, you're expecting that he has got someone up the field like a free target, you know what I mean? Because otherwise you'd be like, no, hold it, I could settle down, and then you'd run forward to get a chip over the top if there was that much space. That's what I would have done, because he had like so much grass in front of him, I would have, and you would have got a couple more super coach points with a mark. Yeah.
All the important factors.
So you would have run on to kick it over the top and take him on instead of getting the handball, because then you can waste another 7-8 seconds. But
as it happened, it reminded learning. Me, same part of the ground, I'm not being a smart ass here, it reminded me of the end of the 2018 grand final when McGovern took that mark.
Yeah.
Obviously this time it was a drop mark, but at the same time, I think it's so dangerous that little turnover 30 metres out from your back end when the field spread.
Yeah. But Carlton apparently still learning. I'd like to know when they've arrived. They've been fucking coming for 25 years. So,
and I watched the Pornhub documentary. I'll get to that.
They wouldn't want to come. They might go. Oh, they've got 2 points. Huge game against Geelong this week.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give me who hasn't won a game in their first two rounds? What is the stat there in playing finals? Well,
my head concaves when I see those useless stats. But as I often say with racing, sometimes that creates value for you to laugh at. So let's hope that's the case. Has there been any overreaction for the Pies, or was it just Collingwood Melbourne already grand final locked in?
Well, did you see I'm doing power rankings at the end of every round this year. You see that?
I did.
No, I don't know. Look, you don't know how you could watch the first game Thursday night and then watch the second Collingwood Geelong game. Couldn't tell you Collingwood Geelong are miles ahead of those two right now. Now, the other sides might be peaking their back up again. Look, I nailed the match science. The Geelong premiership hangover will start slow. But they couldn't keep up with the Pies towards the end. Pies are trying all over them. By looking at over the round of the weekend, the three best sides were clearly Collingwood, Geelong and Port. They were clearly, and Melbourne. So they were the four, by far away, the four best sides. So.
So we've got an argument with the Collingwood game, though. Why did you feel the need, you sicko, to watch the Jeremy Howe vision?
Well, because I wanted to see what happened.
Yuck.
Why is it good enough to say that the poor bastard's badly broken his arm? You don't want to see it.
Because it's not for him then to decide whether I want to see something or not. If someone does their knee, they do it. They show it a fucking million times.
Maybe they shouldn't.
Why?
Sam, can you be the tiebreaker?
We don't need to see it. Why do we need to see it? But why? But what do we gain from seeing the footage?
I get peace of mind knowing that what he's done.
But if the experts just tell you he's snapped his arm.
Now, Sam, what did you just say then? Experts. Now, first, you reckon? Why are they first? Because they're on the telly. No, they've got no just as much of an idea as me and you sitting on the couch.
But the fact that he's been stretched off is probably, he's got a green whistle in his mouth.
Jason Dunstall was a doctor. And Gary Lyfe, what was it? Can you show me their medical degrees?
The footage is so gross.
Have you seen it?
We'll
send it in then.
Yeah, because some fucking idiot tagged us on our timeline when you said that you wanted to see it.
It went across my vision and I promptly looked away. I'd like to
see what happened to my ex-teammates. I'd like to be able to care for them. Well, I think it's up to, when you can say we're going to show, look away. No problem. Then people who don't want to look can look away. And it covers all bases.
Yuck.
Yuck.
Part of the game.
Yeah, it is. Stinker. So that's it for the – I don't think we can add much to that game.
They're going to be hard to beat.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the Essendon one.
One thing with Essendon before the game, in fact, before even the weekend, Peter Wright signs a big contract and then he goes out and badly injures himself and does his shoulder. Do you know what it's like to secure a shitload of money and then be badly injured?
No, I don't. I did it the other way. I got injured and secured some money.
Didn't you do a deal just before the start of that year?
No, I was coming out of contract. I was coming out at the end of that year.
Right.
Yeah, I never really came out of contract about my last 6 or 7 years. I always just re-signed.
Yeah.
I'm a company man, bro.
That's
I
right.
I need to hold my barrel. Like the footy club.
And they would have burned the grandstands out if they traded you.
Well, exactly. That's why Bucks never did.
Oh, dear me. Hang on 1 second.
Are you right there, Ralph? Just dying.
Couple of falls in the racing well. What are you?
Jeremy Howe's dying. No one needed to hear that.
No.
No, well, can you think... You think something has to be done, or is it just an unfortunate part of the game of the sport? Well,
something has to be reviewed, Dane, because a VFL club would review a game of footy more than Racing Victoria has reviewed 3 horrific falls involving 4 jockeys in 3 weeks that has led the Channel 9 News 3 weeks in a row. What I'm saying is...
Do you have any idea what you could do? Because how do you stop them from fucking racing?
No, I would get all the jockeys in and say... What happened there? What's your opinion? What could we do differently? And take that information away. But to do nothing is terrible. Like you
do
just,
you know? Do you have an idea? Do you have any idea of what they could do?
Only that there's discussion about... So here's the thing. Jockeys, a bit like footballers, let's use a Jeremy Howe comparison. What are you going to do? Say to Jeremy Howe, stop flying for marks? And yeah. Jockeys, by their nature, and I say this genuinely with respect, are fucking insane because you're riding an animal with no protection at 60 k's an hour, and as we've seen, you clip heels, it can genuinely be a life-threatening injury. And all 3 incidents with 4 injuries could all have been completely fluke and these things happen, but you can't not review it as a leader of the industry. You've got to bring him in and say what can be done, because if one happens this week, the bloke should resign. It's just that bad. Like, and this was... What I'm saying to you is it's gone from a individual problem. Jeremy Howe flying for a mark isn't going to affect anyone else flying for a mark, nor the sport, particularly because they didn't show it, Dane.
Mm.
But it's a sport problem now, just like when the international horses kept on breaking down the Melbourne Cup, and then they reviewed everything and they changed things. So they have to review. That's just not very good at all. Mm. Anyway, for those who care about racing. But yeah. Lindemann, I did, as promised, I did my little... donation to the Jockeys Association. Thanks to everyone who got on board and had a bit of a cheer. Just doing it for our people, aren't we, Dane?
Yeah, we are. We are men and women of the people.
People
of
the people.
We are they of the people.
I saw you on Channel 7 Friday with Campbell Brown.
Yeah, I did that. I filmed that last week, obviously.
How is he? He's a good man, Campbell.
He's a good man. I sent him a podcast and he just laughed. So I didn't really follow up. I was like, Ralphie, I do a podcast. Do you want to go on his life? And he said, hi, Ralphie. And they basically changed the conversation.
There you go. Yeah.
No, he was good. I'm not sure not a lot of our stuff made it to air, but.
You sat at home and just watched it? Oh, you're in Adelaide.
No, I was in Adelaide, but
you tell everyone to be quiet.
We have to reshoot a lot of the stuff. I had a good Macca's hack, but they didn't put that on.
Oh, you want to share it?
Because they asked, what's your Macca's hack? McDonald's like hack? Do you fucking stick a hash brown in your burger, or whatever? I don't know. My hack? Well, now I think I've already been paid for McDonald's, so I don't need it a hell of a lot. But what we used to do when we were like just turned 18, we had cars, drive in the Macca's, drive through the drive-through. And then when we got to the first window, we'd go, oh, fuck, sorry, forgot our wallet. We'd get nothing. And then we'd wait for the car behind us to order. Then we'd roll up the next window and we'd grab their food and then take off because they'd pay for it.
You are a...
they cut that out for some reason.
Yeah, you wonder why.
Yeah, so I apologise to anyone who had their food taken in the West Meadows McDonald's 20-odd years ago. That probably was us. It wasn't a bad hack. I don't know if you can still do it today. Sort our wallet. You just always slip in just before someone. Big family was good because you know you'd get a lot. And then you just slowly make your way. Like, thank you. Then you take off. It's glorious.
You didn't think about the poor, hungry, starving children in that people mover behind you that's just missed out on a meal?
I'm thinking of the poor, starving, hungry children in the car I was in.
You.
Sam, you missed that, though. I didn't. They said I apologise.
I know. I heard it. I wasn't. I apologise.
When I think I'm about to apologise, I apologise. Mm. You know?
Yeah.
I apologise. I don't apologise to the whole fucking world. I apologise to specific people.
Specific people.
Yeah, 20 years later. Exactly.
Mm. Well, we're off the mark.
When it really matters.
I don't know.
Yeah. Anything else you've got to watch in your busy world, you two?
I've been watching. I watched Dark Water, which is a movie on Netflix. Have you seen it with Mark Ruffalo and Anne Hathaway?
Doesn't sound like a day to night type of film.
It's a drama.
Podcast you're on, Samantha?
It's based on a true story. It's dark.
Did you know a podcast you're on?
No. Do you even know what the movie's about?
No, it doesn't sound promising though. What's it about?
It's about the DuPont case in America about Teflon being...
The what?
DuPont is a company.
The what case?
Is a company and a lawyer.
Who did he play for?
Yeah. The soccer player.
Well, if anyone out there is interested in a good drama, it was a good movie. It's pretty confronting, the results of the...
What's it called again?
Dark Water. It's about contaminated water in...
That sounds riveting.
America. It's pretty.
Contaminated water.
I won't tell you the facts at the end, but when you wait for the end and they run the facts at the end of how much C8 is in the water is pretty confronting. But anyway, it's a good drama.
When I was on my sick bed yesterday, what did we watch? Tay was at daycare, so we had a bit of time. We started watching the Chippendales movie, of TV series, mm-hmm. How the Chippendales was formed.
Best takeaway from that?
I had to wear a T-shirt. It's just interesting. So cheesy. Well, I'm sure it was fucking like cool back in the day, like. But male strippers still a thing, Samantha. Like, that's something. Like
100%. If you want to go to the male strippers, you can head to.
I know. They are still a thing, but is it like back when it first started, I'm fucking man. They needed mops and buckets everywhere. There was. Oof.
It's certainly not for me.
Squirting out everywhere. There was. Mate, it was like a slip and slide by the end of it.
I don't see the appeal, but that's because particularly mm-hmm. in Melbourne, I know most of them as in they're either, well, they're dancers basically, they're performers, so they're kind of, most of them are my friends, so I don't find that attractive. But women do go fucking mental for it.
Okay. So cheesy, but obviously fucking killed it. There's a bit of, it's not all roses and puppies, bit dark, like some shady shit and some nasty stuff going on. But so far, it's like just an easy watch. Some good rigs on it, male rigs. No dicks yet, unfortunately. Oh.
That's the difference, though, between male and female strippers, as in you rarely do they go the full Monty anymore. I guess because of... social media,
they want to work themselves into a frenzy before they actually get out there. Otherwise, not worth chopping the twigs. Mm.
I don't know. Yeah. And we had a stripper at my girlfriend's hen's party about 4 or 5 weeks ago, and they have to, because of, like, I guess all the, like, consent and all this sort of shit, they literally have to say to you what they're about to do. He's like, I'm about to take my towel off. Like, they'll whisper in your ear and say, I'm about to lay you down now. I'm about to do this now. I'm about to grab your hands now. Like, they talk you through everything for fear of being like, oh, that guy.
Where's the fun and spontaneity?
Yeah, great question. That's the thing.
You can't just whip a dick out in front of a girl's face anymore and slap it on her cheek.
No.
Like, the strippers are gone. Like,
correct.
Poor guys.
Like, what's wrong with the world?
I don't know. When the thunder from down under can't just donkey slap someone and just get away with it.
Like, correct. It's very different. Very different.
It's a sad old world, isn't it, guys?
Correct.
So the Pornhub doc had some what did you say, some darkness about it, as I thought it would be. It was very
I'm going to get to that. I'll get to that by the time we reconvene next Wednesday.
So I won't go through the sad and the bad bits, but the one that impressed.
Worth watching?
Yeah, it actually is. And as I said to
any porn on it?
Any porn?
Any porn, yeah.
No, nothing real salacious.
No, well, I might not watch it then.
But they interview all the key people. From every side. So obviously the people who tried to shut it down and the performers. So you get to see every angle about what's the good and the bad of it. The when it got the bit I liked that amused me was the one of the porn stars, when Pornhub got shut down, or her angle of getting revenue, she went to OnlyFans and people would send her dick pics, which she would then rate.
Yeah. That's a well known thing.
I don't understand.
Really?
Dick pics. I don't get it.
Well, that to me, yes, I'm with you there, Sam. That's
my answer. You've got the ability just to beat this part out. You start an OnlyFans page, dick pics, and I'll judge them, and we'll make some extra money on the side.
Roger that.
Just pretend it's you.
Yeah.
And then I'll have the login and I'll judge them for everyone.
Why don't you just start it?
I think you can make some money.
And pretend it's me.
The thing would be, well, listen, if people would send their dicks to me, I probably would, but I'd probably be more appealing going, maybe Ralph.
I don't understand why people do it. Why? What do you get out of taking a picture of your penis? What makes you go, I'm going to send this bird a picture of my dick? What do you think she's going to react
with? Some people like being shit on, Samantha. So, you know, like, there's some people like being shit on. So there's fucking, some people like having frozen shit dildos. Some people like being igloos.
It just blows my mind. It's like whistling at someone.
Their shit and using it as a dildo. So if sending a dick pic to someone to get judged, that's the fucking least of people's worries out there.
It genuinely blows my mind.
Waffles. Well, there's some.
But at least they're getting something out of that. Like, you're sending a dick pic, you're not necessarily going to get anything back from that other than probably ridicule. Like,
that's probably what they want. They like to be king shamed.
Well, if people have. The people my age, Sam, who
don't king shame someone, Samantha. We'll get cancelled for that.
It's just strange. You know? Like wolf whistling. What do you get out of wolf whistling? Has anyone ever wolf whistled at a woman walking past and she's gone, oh, fuck, all right, I'll go home with you? Never. When you beep at someone at the lights, why are you fucking beeping at me? Don't beep at me. All you've done is piss me off. I'm not coming home to suck your dick now. No, it's never worked like that.
I guarantee you it's worked once. Somewhere along the line, I reckon it's worth
it. It's not a real good strike rate. Give up on the wolf.
No.
Give up on the
dick
pics. It'd
be a horrible strike rate, but it's worked, I reckon.
How embarrassing.
Absence of evidence isn't evidence of absence. So it probably happened somewhere, sometime.
Yeah.
All I can think is you're probably right, Dane.
No. But Sam, you've even taken that's just on the basic level about dick pics. I'm talking about then you would want to get your photo of your pecker and then think, right, what's the next step? I know, I'll send it to a porn star who'll then rate it to me out of 10.
Why?
That's another step forward. And I'll pay her for it.
It's probably the thrill of her seeing it. You know, she's a porn star. She knows me. She knows me dick. Well, I'd imagine. That's what I would imagine.
She will have seen some good dicks in her time. Why you would put yourself up to that scrutiny is completely beyond me.
She would have seen some bad ones too.
And if you pay her, I don't know, they didn't say the cost. Let's say it's $100. If you pay her $100, you reckon she's going to say, wow, yeah, I'd keep that one in your pants. That takes me $100.
Well,
I don't think that would happen.
Some people are fucking, like to be kinked, like to be bagged about stuff like that.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, from that to back to our favourite topic, you, Dane. So how's pre-season training? Or is that it? Are you going there fresh?
Yeah, I was meant to go last night. I was meant to train last night, but I was crook, so I didn't train tomorrow, but depending on how I feel. We've got to practice next year Saturday, but depending on how I feel and the Pies game's on. So if I do go and Collingwood end up losing, I don't need to be hammered on social media saying why aren't you tweeting, because I actually won't be watching it, but I'll let everyone know if I happen to be watching it. I don't really want to play, but I kind of need to play. So I'm not getting paid to play this type of practice match, but I think I actually need drugs to have what my ankle can do in a proper game. But then I'll start proper next week, like the charity work. So I'm undecided whether I'll play yet. I want to feel a bit better than what I do now. But I probably won't train tomorrow night just to be safe. And then that's it. Yes, I'll have a pretty ordinary week of training. But I've lost a bit because I haven't really eaten. So I'm shredding, so that's all right.
Good work. All right, end of part one.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.